Talk Radio 1590 and 99.3 FM WALG present Albany Today.
Ron Haven is with us. Now, Ron, you were known as somebody else back in the 80s as a championship wrestler. Tell me, who were you?
I was El Serpentine, B-Boy of the Cascabel.
And when was that? What era?
1975 to 1981.
And then you, I guess, played the southeastern United States here, there, and everywhere.
I did. I traveled a lot pro wrestling. Today I promote gun shows.
So tell me about this wrestling. How old were you and how did you start?
I was going to Atlanta to start college. And so I got offered a job over at the TV station, and so I got over there and got in with some of the other wrestlers, and they were showing me some moves, and I got an opportunity to get on TV and go do the shows. Sadly, about 6 years later, it went belly up bankrupt, and so I drove a tractor and trailer cross country for a few years and got into real estate, and then down the line, I got elected in as a public official in North Carolina, and then I got into owning several motels and other businesses, and then I started promoting gun shows 18 years ago, and so I travel all over Georgia and North Carolina and Tennessee promoting gun shows.
So, as a pro wrestler, what can you tell me, and I don't know how much you want to tell me about this, but how much is choreographed and decided before you get in the ring, and then how much of it is really people wanting to whoop up on you?
What it is, it's an entertainment show. And yes, it is added to and taken away. You don't really want to go in there and hurt anybody. You want to do an advertisement and make it sound like you're the really bad guy. And the really bad guy is always the one that leads the match, because you don't want to see the good guy get beat up. So if a bad guy beats him up, then you want to pay to get in for a ticket to see the next match, to see somebody beat the bad guy up. And basically, the bad guy controls the show. And that's what we did. I traveled around a lot, and basically some of the wrestlers that were some of the most hated, and I'll even give you a few names, some of the best people you ever met. I don't know if anybody ever met Abdullah the Butcher, but he's a friend of mine. He seemed to be the worst guy there ever was, but he's a good Christian guy that if you meet him in person, he's always trying to help somebody. One of my favorite I like is Billy Eady. He's a mass superstar. He had a manager, Boris Malenko, and Billy's a great guy. He even wrestled for the WWE as the Demolition Axe, I think was what it was. And you're seeing people like Ric Flair, that's supposed to be the worst guy in the world. If you ever meet him, he's just friendly as he could be, sit and talk to Rick Steamboat and all those guys. And even the Anderson brothers, it's supposed to be so bad, they were really good guys. We put on a show. It's just like I promote country music sometime with some of the music stars. And you'd think they're so nice being out there. Some of those guys would cuss you out just for looking at them wrong. But on the other hand, there's some of them as nice as they can be. And it takes all types to make the world go round the same way in the wrestling. It's the same way even these gun shows. We got some really great guys that's been with me for years, and we got some that is hard-headed that we have to sit down and have a talk once in a while.
Oh, now, when you were in the ring, did you have a move or something you were known for, and people were waiting for you to put that on your opponent?
I'd always throw people against the rope. Whenever they come off of it, I'd run and throw my whole body up in the air, stick my arm out around their neck, and call it the flying clothesline.
Hey, you know, going back to your wrestling days one more time, is there any particular one story that stands out that you tell on Thanksgiving and when you're hanging out with buddies?
Well, I remember down in Louisiana one time I was wrestling, and I used to have this rather large lady, and she always sat on the front row seat. And I had the guy in the headlock I was wrestling, and I asked him if he'd throw me out in front of her. And what I would do is, when I would land outside, I would sort of roll, and I'd get up and act like I was all addled, and I'd look them in the face and scream at them, scare them. This one backfired on me. About the time I got to my feet, this lady come around, hit me across the nose with a big wooden umbrella, and she broke my nose so bad I like bled to death.
Man, I had a feeling that an umbrella was going to be in that story, I tell you. That's because the people on the front row, it's all real to them.
Yeah. And I know one thing, whenever you're going to get the pile driver put on, you're supposed to reach around their legs with both hands and lay them on top of your head. That's the cushion that keeps you from getting your brains knocked out. I had one finger folded up in my hand. I done it too quick, and a bone come through the side of my finger right there when I hit. It happens. I've had a lot of bones broken. I've had cuts and scrapes and all that.
This is straight street rumor, but I'd always heard that the way the title was decided was a five-card stud back in the dressing room. Have you ever seen anybody playing cards back there?
No, I really hadn't. I've heard that it basically amounts to this right here. The bad guy carries the title most of the time, and the good guy is trying to win it all the time, and so all the people are buying tickets so they can come and see the good guy win and win that title. If a bad guy won all the time, if a good guy won all the time, everybody would be happy and they wouldn't come see it.
Do you ever have a chance to see what's happening now in the ring? I mean, they got like fireworks and disco lights and DJs playing music. And
very seldom I get a chance to, but I have.
Don't miss it.
I have saw it. It was old school wrestling when I done it. We basically went in there and they filmed the match, and as soon as it was over with, they would take a reel-to-reel tape, and they would copy it, and there'd be several different copies, and there'd be a bunch of people jumping the cars and drive them to TV stations instead of today. They've got satellite and it's over there and all that. Everything was a little bit slower motion back then. Even you would have such things this year. You would have a guy wrestling one district as a bad guy, and he may go over to another district and go under another name, and he would be the bad guy, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, a majority of all the wrestlers went by another name. Even the wrestling stars that you think you know their name and you point them out, I don't write off no more than maybe 1% that even goes by their real name or even tells where they're really from, because they don't want fans chasing them, trying to beat them up or things to them.
Think about that.
And things like that has happened.
Okay, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Keep going watching them matches and come see our gun shows.
Okay.
Get around into it. I'll let you take a picture with me at the gun shows. You always find me with a red cap on and big red shirt. It says Jim Capital, spelling it G-E-M Capital Shows.
Catch Albany Today, 11:30 a.m. Monday through Friday on Talk Radio 1590 and 99.3 FM, WALG.